When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night or when you want to meditate and you are safe and no one or nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you'll be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep or simply meditate. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you and enjoy. Okay, now close your eyes. Let your entire body loosen. Now take 3 deep breaths. Okay, breathe in, expand your lungs, filling them with air. That's it. Hold it here for a second and slowly press it out. Get all of the air out of your lungs. You are feeling more positively relaxed now. All right, breathe in again. Air coming up through your nose. Feel your chest rise. That's it. Really fill up your lungs. Now hold. Release and relax every part of your body. That's it. Relax your jaw and let out all of the air. Slowly release. Feel your chest deflate back down. You are even more relaxed now. Okay, one more time. Breathe in slowly. Allow yourself time to fill your lungs. That's it. Now hold your breath and release through your mouth. You are now very relaxed. Your body is at ease, and so is your mind. Now let's take a journey. This journey involves your 5 senses and will further relax you. You will find yourself on your own private island. You are on the beach. You notice that the island is small. Seeing the beach curves in either direction, surrounding a jungle. Look out at the water. Notice the colors of the water. Picture the clear water. Notice the reef just beyond the sand causes the water to have 7 shades of blue and green. You see turquoise, light green, brilliant blue, seafoam green, and several other colors. You look up at the sky and notice how bright blue it is. There are several large clouds in the sky. They are big and white. You notice them move slowly in the sky and change shapes. Watch the clouds as they transform in front of you. The water then distracts you. You notice about 100 yards in front of you, there is a barrier in the water. This barrier is protecting your island and causing the waves to break on it. Listen to the waves hit and break on the rocks. The sound is soothing and you enjoy it. You take a few steps forward and walk into the water. It is completely calm here. The water is warm. Feel it against your legs. The water is soothing to your skin. This relaxes you and puts your mind at ease. You decide to get out of the water. You walk slowly across the beach and into the grove palm trees. As you walk, you see a fresh coconut in front of you. The coconut is split and partially opened. At first, you smell the coconut. It smells sweet and calms you. You then tilt the coconut and taste the coconut milk. It tastes clean and sweet. You leave the coconut behind and continue walking through the palm trees. As you walk, you admire the tall palms swaying in the breeze. You then look in front of you and notice there is a small clearing of the trees. In between two trees is a hammock. You decide to lay in this hammock and rest. You climb in and get very comfortable. The hammock sways very gently. As you lay here, you focus on relaxing your entire body. You start with your head. Relax the muscles in your face and in your jaw. That's it. Moving down to your neck and shoulders. You relax every muscle. Feel all tension release. Your arms, hands, and fingers lay loosely by your side as you sway on the hammock. Focus on relaxing your core, your lower back, sides and abs. Now moving further down your body to your hips and buttocks, You relax these muscles even more. This feels positive. Relax your thighs, relax your knees. Relax your calves and shins. Your legs are now feeling completely comfortable and safe in every way. Move down to your ankles, feet, and toes. Release all tension from your feet. Your entire body is now very relaxed. Enjoy this relaxation. Now focus on relaxing your mind. Your brain is free from random thoughts. You focus on relaxing further and enjoying swaying in the hammock. You enjoy this feeling of total relaxation of your body and mind. Now in your hammock, you look out to the beautiful water and sky. You notice a kite being flown far out into the sky. As I count down from 10, the kite lowers, and you relax deeper and deeper with every number I count. Okay, 10. The kite moves slowly down just a little, and you feel yourself relax. 9. You are going deeper into a state of relaxation. You see the kite lower, and you are feeling very positive. 8, deeper still. 7, you are feeling more and more relaxed as you watch the kite lower. 6, you relax further into hypnosis. 5, the kite is now lower and you are very relaxed. 4, you relax even deeper. 3, deeper still. You watch the kite go down, down. 2, you are very relaxed. And at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed. 1, you are very relaxed, very comfortable. We will now focus on your subconscious mind to make positive changes and go forward with your life. And as you drift down deeper and deeper into hypnosis, your mind has become open and receptive to everything that I say and to everything that I suggest. Your subconscious mind will be listening intently to any and all suggestions that are for the benefit of your health and well-being. These suggestions will travel so deep and have such a lasting impression that they will be deeply ingrained in your subconscious mind. And as these suggestions sink deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, they will become a permanent part of your everyday life, influencing the way you think, the way you feel, and ultimately the way you eat. For a while now, I know that you have been using food to cope with negative feelings, whether these feelings are a result of sadness, loneliness, boredom, depression, anger, frustration, or anxiousness. It really doesn't matter. The simple fact is that if you eat when you are not hungry, it will take so much longer for you to lose those excess pounds. If you turn to food for comfort whenever you feel a little down, then as you already know, the comfort is only very short-lived, for it really does not solve any long-term problems for you. Deep down, you are aware of this. For if food provided a real source of comfort, then you would feel on top of the world, and those feelings would last for a long, long time. Instead, emotional eating simply compounds your issues by creating excess weight. Extra weight that you really don't need or want. You are beginning to realize that eating when your emotions are high is just a temporary distraction, and so you begin to look for healthier ways of distracting yourself. Perhaps you begin by writing your feelings and thoughts in a journal or diary, knowing that this will help to get them out of your head, and perhaps you may even recognize and identify the triggers that used to make you eat for comfort. Or instead of turning to what's inside the cupboard or the fridge, you might pick up the phone and call a close friend or relative or someone you trust for support. And by sharing your problems, you find that they instantly seem far less significant. Talking on the phone is also a welcome distraction from food. Along with sharing with a friend, and it isn't polite to eat and talk at the same time. So you find yourself forgetting about what you want to eat in order to feel numb or to numb the emotions. You also decide to clear your fridge and your cabinets, your pantry of junk food. Any and all foods that have caused you to gain weight in the past, anything that is not nutritious, all the junk foods such as the unhealthy chocolates, chips, the unhealthy snacks. Instead, you substitute them for healthy snacks. Picture what kind of healthy snacks you are substituting the junk foods that you have given away or tossed out. Picture what you have substituted the junk foods with. What kinds of healthy foods? Very good. You have had enough of emotional eating, so you find yourself exploring other activities to make you feel good. You have so many choices in life, perhaps joining a health club, a workout center, or walking with a friend, where you will meet other people, or watching a feel-good movie even. You might spend extra time cleaning your home, knowing that the exercise can help you to lose weight. And cleaning your home will certainly put you off food. You accept yourself as the wonderful, unique human being that you are. You love your body and what goes into it. And you treat it well by eating only small amounts of healthy food and exercising as much as you can. You also accept that your emotions are an essential part of your whole personality, and you find constructive ways of expressing yourself that bring you positive results that are healthy for you. You may find yourself exercising more, gradually at first if you're not used to it, and the more you exercise, the more your brain releases those feel-good hormones, which in turn make you feel peaceful, calm, fulfilled, joyful, and more able to cope with any issues that might crop up in your life. You realize that you really do not need food to help you cope with any feelings other than genuine hunger. And next time you are feeling emotional, if you should reach for the cupboard out of habit, you instinctively stop and think about everything that I have just said today. If you find yourself opening the fridge or the pantry and wanting the old junk foods, non-nutritious foods, you instinctively stop and think about everything that I have shared today. You are not hungry, therefore there is no need for you to eat. You were simply eating for something to do, and there are plenty of other things for you to do with your time. You begin to put everything into creating a richer, happier, and more fulfilling lifestyle for yourself. You can do everything you ever wanted to do, plus so much more. You no longer link emotions with eating. You eat merely when you are hungry. your life is becoming so much more fulfilling that you have no need to eat just for the sake of it. And that is because you're not eating when you are emotional, that you find that you have more energy, more vitality, and you begin to exercise more naturally. You enjoy using your body, and the more you use it, the healthier it becomes. Because you're not eating when you are emotional any longer, you find that you have more energy, more vitality, and you begin to exercise more naturally. You enjoy using your body. The more you use it, the healthier your body becomes. See yourself in the mirror now, having lost all those excess pounds, looking slimmer, more fit, firmer, toned, and glowing with health and vitality. Notice what you are wearing and how everything looks so good on your wonderful, slim, fit body. Your body and your mind now meet with your own approval, and you are so glad that you cut the link between those negative emotional thoughts and eating. Every day you're moving closer and closer to this new image of yourself. Every day you're more determined and motivated to achieve your goal. Instead of eating to fill an emotional void, you find more constructive ways of dealing with your feelings. And in return, very soon, you see a new, more fulfilled, peaceful, confident, slimmer you. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger by the day. And these suggestions are embedded deeply in your subconscious mind, where they will take effect at the earliest opportunity, which is now. They grow stronger right now. As you continue to relax, breathe regularly in and out, in through your nose, out through your mouth, like playing a musical wind instrument, relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. In your mind's eye, auditory memories of suggestions float by in panoramic style. It's difficult to remember the order in which the ideas were given. It's challenging to remember exactly what I said 3 minutes ago, or even 9 minutes ago. It seems like too much effort altogether to even try to remember. Relax. Relax. Allow serenity to lift you higher and sink into the soft, white, fluffy clouds floating lazily in the warmth of the sunlight. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. Now, in just a few moments, you are going to drift into a restful sleep or meditation. Understand that your subconscious mind will act on every word on this recording, and each time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become stronger and stronger in your consciousness. Each time you listen to this recording, these suggestions will become more and more a part of you, and you will become more and more the person of your choosing. A relaxed, calm, confident, peaceful person. All right now. And now allow yourself to drift into a peaceful sleep, or simply meditate as you wish. When you awaken, you'll be well rested and full of natural energy. You'll be ready for a fulfilling and peaceful day.